It's stupid ass.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
All right, Love Fridays. Movies come out.
Yes, they do.
Unfortunately, no Star Wars yet. It's next week. But at least a couple decent movies. This one is in very limited release in Salt Lake. I don't know why, but it's Tom Hardy, and this one smells like Oscar. Playing a charismatic gangster, Reggie Cray, and his mentally unstable twin brother, Ronnie, who both ran London in the 1960s. So he plays two characters and acts with himself.
Oh.
Reggie was a gangster prince of the East End. Ron Cray was a one-man mob.
Your brother is a violent, paranoid schizophrenic. What I'm trying to tell you is that he's off his rocker.
Well, no.
All right, two Banes in three-piece suits in the 1920s.
Yeah.
What do the critics say about this?
The critics say suave, charming, and volatile, and that that he acts the crap out of both roles. So it's getting a 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb, and Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 60%. So doing pretty good.
Acts the crap out of those roles.
Acts the crap out of those roles!
That critic's punishment would be less severe. Thank you for the nice review. And we have In the Heart of the Sea, and this looks like it's a big, epic tale. Chris Hemsworth playing the fearless first mate of the Essex, a whaling ship that inspired the story of Moby Dick after it was attacked and destroyed by an enormous 85-ton whale.
85 tons.
Centuries before, sailors feared sailing off the edge of the earth. Headed for the edge of sanity.
And then there's lots of shots of anchors and long boats and mizzen masses shattering and crow's nests and whale eyes.
So, yeah.
Our stoner saw this film. We sent him to see it last night. And here's what he had to say about it.
All right. Just went and saw In the Heart of the Sea, a new Ron Howard flick where they, it's like the story that inspired the story of Moby Dick, the guy who wrote it. And I like Moby Dick. I read the book twice.
Yeah, he does.
At least twice. And oh, seen the two movies with Gregory Peck and Patrick Stewart. I love both of them with Captain Ahab. But this movie was pretty good. I personally don't like whaling because I just think it's kind of screwed up to go screw around with all those whales. I mean, they didn't do anything to anyone.
Yes.
But, you know, whatever. Japan still does it, so that's their own thing. But I kind of think these guys got what they deserved, but at the same time, it's sad. But the big white whale, you can't feel too bad for him. You shouldn't feel bad for him because, you know, he's just defending his other buddies, you know, and he's just backing them up, you know, that's what...
Well, so you should feel bad for
him. Yeah, he's just defending his buddy.
Right.
That's what friends are for, so, I don't know, but it was a pretty good story. I like the fact that it was a true event, at least they say it was a true event, so that's always cool to hear about. But anyways, yeah, this one gets about two blunts and a couple dab. Yeah. But yeah, there you go.
Now, this isn't the story of the whale that shoots ice cream out of its blowhole, right?
No, that's a different story.
The whale that North Korea claims to have?
That's right.
It's a whale that have ice cream come out of a blowhole.
First we engineered a unicorn whale. And then we decided, let's take it a little bit further and make a whale that shoots ice cream from his blowhole.
But, I mean, I think dead on, I'm not sure, like, I guess, like, back in the day, whaling was a noble thing, but now, like, who was really the Moby Dick?
Yeah, it's a Moby Dick move to try and kill a peaceful, beautiful creature like that.
Well, the pirates on the boat seemed surprised at what happened.
Well, yeah,
like, the whales were just going to sit back and take it. Like,
yeah.
Dude, this whale, like, what is his prob, bro?
Yeah,
like,
man, we're whalers. Like, what are we supposed to do? What
like,
else?
Totes Moby Dick. Like, we're just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm being charitable with my harpoons. Like, I try and throw it true. Like,
yeah, you try
just
for, like,
trying
the,
to gather enough blubber to, you know, feed my family with blubber.
Well, don't the job market the way that it is back in London? Like, what else are we supposed to do? Like, I'm pretty good at removing blubber and, like, harpooning and, you know, whale stuff.
Like just either lay down and get a harpoon in your side or run away. But, like, to come at us like this? Bro, Moby Dick, like, total Moby Dick move.
Hey, can I just, like, throw it out there? Maybe we're the Moby Dicks.
What?
What?
How?
Like, I mean...
What's your thought process?
Yeah. Why are we trying to kill this thing? Like...
He's a whale.
It's kind of rude, man. Yeah,
we're whalers.
Yeah.
I know, but what did the whale do to us?
And like, but, like, all the other whales, they just sit there and they, like... You know, they shoot ice cream out of their blowholes, and, you know, they're cool about it, and they're dead, and we get their blubber, and then we go home, and that way we don't have to be, like, you know, eye patch makers.
Right, but
or
this...
peg leg dullers.
Or... And then we get ice cream at sea, which is, like, how else are you going to do that?
Right.
Parrot wranglers.
But, dude, this is, like, one whale that's, like, trying to take a stand, you know, and be the whale to... kind of stick up for its other buddies. So doesn't that make us kind of Moby Dicks?
The Moby Dicks here? Hmm. Maybe she has a point, man.
Whatever.
Whatever. Go harvest your blubber.
Oh, Moby Dick.
This whale.
Shiver me, Smithers.
Smithers?
Timbers.
Shiver me, Smithers.